is Robert Pilot sitting in for Matt McNeil live here. Where are we, Bob Blake from Red Lake?
We are at the 2019 Frank Lemire Native American Presidential Forum in Sioux City, Iowa.
Yeah, this has been an amazing day so far, and we have one of our heroes on. I want to get right to Ruth Buffalo. Welcome, Ruth Buffalo, to the Matt McNeil Show via Native Roots Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Right on, right on. So let's talk a little bit about what happened this morning. You were able to open up the show and talk about a politician running for president. How did that go?
It went good. It was a surprise. I got here yesterday, and shortly after arriving to the volunteer meeting, I was asked if I would be willing to introduce the candidate, Marianne Williamson. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, here, I'll prod your mic down. It was awesome. You know, one of the things about her, she was very interesting because she was a better, can you make sure that your mic's on? I don't think your mic's on. There's a button right up on top there. There we go. There we
go. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. You know, we're live, so it's beautiful. So one of the interesting things about her, and you had awesome words, by the way, Ruth, she was a lot better on the stage than she was when we did the interview, downstairs. And I was kind of surprised by that.
Yeah. She's a great public speaker, isn't she?
Yeah. I was mentioning this to my mom and my husband last night that I was going to be introducing her today. And my mom was like, oh yeah, I think I have a few of her books. And then other people were like, oh yeah, has a connection with Oprah, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so one of the coordinators who had asked me to introduce her, they were joking and saying, yeah, you know, just say a few words, introduce yourself, and then point to the crowd and say, you get a vote, and you get a vote, and you get a vote. But I was like, I didn't do that, so.
Well, Ruth,
I probably should have, though.
That's awesome. Hey, that's Ruth, can you tell our audience a little bit about you? Because this is a different show. This is the Matt McNeil Show. It's not Native Roots Radio, and we've been blessed to have you on a few times. Can you tell us, my audience, a little bit about you?
Yeah. I am a citizen of the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nation. I currently am serving a 4-year term representing District 27 in the House of Representatives in the North Dakota State Legislature. And I was recently elected from this past 2018 midterm election. I'm a mom, I have 4 children, have 3 different master degrees, a bachelor's in criminal justice, and I worked a number of years in tribal colleges as a basketball coach, wellness director, and adjunct health instructor.
Yeah, I feel like we're really blessed to have you on the show because I think one of the fun things for me was when you were elected just recently, you have an iconic picture of you kind of raising your fist and looking up in the audience. And I think about it now and I kind of get teary eyed. And so I wanted to have you on the show. And then we ran into each other. Mary Kanush Podine interviewed you for my show at a wrestling a match of all places.
Oh, yeah. The picture, it's kind of has a crazy story behind it. It was taken the day I got sworn into office in Bismarck at the state capitol, and I was just getting ready to leave the house floor. And one of my friends, her younger sister, her baby sister actually, was standing upstairs in the balcony, and she said, hey, Ruth, she said, go like this. And she put her fist in the air, and so I did that real quick. And then she was like, she snapped a picture, and she was like, all right, you know, wow. Got all excited. But there's a photographer that was on the floor level who snapped the photo that went viral.
Wow. So, yeah, I think it's an awesome picture. What do you think, Bob?
Yeah, the universal sign for resistance.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
We're thinking of getting putting some T-shirts out there, but we haven't done that yet. But
well, I know. We yeah, I know a good artist. We'll talk after this break. no, that's a really good idea, I think. And then put resist on top because that's what you're showing. And, you know, it's great. I wanted to say give a AM 950 a shout out because, you know, it's one. 6 people own all the airwaves. So when we get an opportunity to speak our truth in a progressive way, it makes my heart sing, but I'm also grateful.
Yeah, I'm super thankful for different progressive platforms that are out there. you know, I live in Fargo, and we have, you know, the Fargo Communications, which is the largest media group between Minneapolis and Seattle. And North Dakota is a super conservative state, so oftentimes our true narratives are not oftentimes represented in those mainstream media outlets, but I know they're trying to work on bridging gaps within our native community. Mm-hmm. For example, they hired a lady, I think she's doing an internship through Fargo Forum, which mm-hmm. is owned by Forum Communications, and she's actually here. Mm-hmm. Her name is Natasha Rausch, but she's focused on native issues. So if you see some stories in the Inforum by her, she's intentionally seeking out stories to highlight our native community in the Fargo-Moorhead area and across North Dakota too. So that's pretty cool.
So Ruth, I just got to say, you were on my show and I remember interviewing, and it was like 7:30 in the morning before you had to be on a plane. And I think we're both a little more awake because yeah. Native Roots Radio, I am awake.
I am awake.
That's right. It's on the t-shirt. I'm excited. I feel like there's a lot of electricity here, Ruth.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
Ruth, I can't tell you're shaking your head. Yes, this is radio.
Yes, there's a lot of energy here. We have so many awesome volunteers. You know, we have a few people who ran for office and didn't win this time, but I know they're going to run again. So that's similar to what I did. I ran once in 2016 and then ran again in 2018. So I'm here helping out with the presidential forum as a volunteer. And so there's a lot of other people here that are volunteering. There's youth, too. There's youth councils that are here. So it's really inspiring to see. Ran into one gentleman, young man, and his mom came up to me, and she said that her son had listened to us speak last night at the community gathering. And her son is, like, now excited because he told his mom that he wants to vote. And she's running the Native Vote booth, and she was like, so I wanted to meet you and I wanted to get a picture. She's like, I wanted to see who inspired my son to actually want to vote.
And that, you know, what though, but that's what it's all about, isn't it? Yeah. Is yes. support, helping, that makes our hearts sing when people that didn't get it or don't understand. I know what they end up getting it. And I know one of the stories and one of the things we hear about too is like, people don't know, they think they were in prison and they can't vote anymore. And there's all these stories that keep our people down that we need to get out.
Right. That's exactly it. Like, it's kind of this misinformation that gets shared, that even from the powers that be, that they unfortunately don't always have their ducks in a row and they're not sharing information freely, or they're also misinforming people. And we see that even through like healthcare, Medicaid assistance and different things like that within the state systems and structures, that there's a lot of work that needs to be done and a lot of educating. One thing I was going to share too, though, there was a young Native woman here. She's a chairperson for the Center for Native American Youth. But she had come up to me and she said she's a volunteer too, but she wanted a picture because she said her friend had actually sent her that picture that went viral this past fall. And she said, look at this. This is going to be us someday. And so she told her friend that we were actually volunteering together. And so she wanted to get a picture with us together. So it was kind of neat to see that and hear that from young women, that that there's some inspiration happening. Yep. So it's pretty awesome to be here. The energy is really good and I feel so much love.
Yeah, that's right. It is. It is true. And, you know, again, I really appreciate you speaking your truth and getting it out there. And I think, you know, when it comes to this election coming up, I said blue no matter who, but you said a good one back. Do you want to say that?
Sure. Well, I was just sharing that Nina Turner, she's a former senator out of Ohio, and she always says any old blue just won't do.
so that's a good way to look at it too, right? Yes, but yeah, yes, exactly. Because, yes. You know, you got to get to a point, you know, and one of the things I just have to say this before we go, is just to remind everybody that, you know, 40 million people didn't vote, that voted in the last election, that didn't vote in the Hillary 45 election. And we need to re-engage a lot of people. And also we have, I think people, there's 4 million people that are 17 years old that are going to be 18 years old by the time of the election. Oh, yeah. And so there's 17 and a half can apply. So there's more liberals and progressives than there are Republicans. We outnumber them, but they vote every time.
Right, consistently voting. And so that's, I think, what we need to do as well, is consistently show up at meetings, ask questions, consistently show up for elections, and even after elections, you know, like people were following me on my Facebook page, you know, from door knocking to meet and greets. And then once I got elected into office, I was still carrying the same message forward of sharing information to people, you know, informing and educating the general public of what the legislative process looks like. And so this has been a really cool experience here at the Presidential Forum. And I think this is a really good indicator to test the knowledge of presidential candidates, you know, right. So it's great. You know, oftentimes we watch debates and I know I'm always like crossing my fingers and almost holding my breath thinking like, okay, are they going to stay Native American? Are they going to include us? They get close, but then they don't.
Right.
So this is really an awesome thing to see, but it's also a good litmus test to see candidates' knowledge on federal Indian law.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and it was interesting too, because I had two things that I don't think were brought up at the convention and or the debates, and one of them was housing, which is big for us urban Indians. And then I also wanted to bring up Leonard Peltier.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, hey, that's thank you so much, Ruth, for coming on. We have Amy Klobuchar coming up
no
next.
Thank you.
Pini for all you do.
Jamie Witt.
We'll be right back.
Does your vehicle need some summertime service? Well, head over to Rudy Luther Toyota. The last thing you need is to break down, especially when you're trying to enjoy the summer. Regardless of where you've purchased your vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota is your number one destination for auto service and repair. A larger repair or just routine maintenance, easily schedule up your appointment on their website, RudyLutherToyota.com. Drop-off is a breeze, their waiting area is top-notch, and they do the job right. Get your vehicle serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
So, you're finally coming to grips that it's time to replace your carpet. Or maybe you want to update the look of your favorite room. Lucky for you, there's Z Floors by Zero Res. It's my trusted one-stop shop for all my flooring needs. So when nothing but new will do, check out the new Zero Res flooring experience at z-floors.com.
Also, right now is the Zero Res end of summer sale, where you can get 3 rooms of carpet clean starting at only $129. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com.
Tune in to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. We discuss national and local Native American news and events.
2 hours is still not long enough. Join Robert Pilot, Wendy Pilot, and me, Uncle Curtis.
Weekly correspondents include Winona LaDuke, John Greendeer, and Representative Mary Kanush Podine.
Broadcast live AM 950 Saturdays, 1 to 3 p.m.
We'll be broadcasting live at the Minnesota State Fair August 24th.
At the International Market Bazaar.
Brought to you by Robbins Kaplan and Ho-Chunk Nation.
We are Awake.
Northeast Minneapolis is known for its creativity, and you'll know exactly why when you eat at Hazel's Northeast. Their creatively prepared comfort food will have you coming back week after week. Breakfasts like biscuits and gravy, granola pancakes, and brisket hash. For lunch, homemade soup and one of the best Reubens in town. And don't miss the daily risotto or Chef Ali's ever-changing dinner specials. Come on in, bring the whole family. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family-owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They've built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
If you're someone that counts on AM 950 to bring you the latest in progressive politics, news, and talk, Remember, we can't do it alone. Support our many great advertisers and let them know you heard about their business on AM 950. If you don't know who to talk to, simply write AM 950 on your receipt. AM 950 is supported by small, local businesses, so you're not only helping us and those businesses, but our local economy as well. For a complete list of our sponsors, log on to am950radio.com.
To the Matt McNeil Show via Native Roots Radio. Hey, where are we right now, Bob Blake from Red Lake?
At the 2019 Frank Lemire National Presidential Forum in Sioux City, Iowa.
Hey, we have someone that just came off the stage here, and we are so proud. Minnesota's own Senator Amy Klobuchar. Welcome to the Matt McNeil Show.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. It is so great to be here and to have some hometown friends here in the middle of this big national forum in Sioux City. And I went, the minute I walked in the door, what did I see but you guys?
Yeah,
you have a prominent location here on the first floor with your with the Native Roots radio show here, and I'm just honored to be joining you for a few minutes.
We really appreciate it too, and we really appreciate what you do in Indian country, you know, for Indian country, and we were not surprised that you're here.
Well, thank you. And I think, as you know, Indian issues are becoming more and more prominent. In Minnesota, we've had a number of issues with the Leech Lake School and the incredible election of Peggy Flanagan as lieutenant governor. And it gave me an opportunity today on a national stage to talk about how, yes, we have our challenges, as they do everywhere, with the opioid addiction, with all kinds of things. But the big thing is that there's also hope, and I see hope in Melanie Benjamin up on that stage, a leader talking about economic diversification. As important as gaming is, there's also all of the other economics and new renewable energy and all these kinds of things for our tribes. And then secondly, the election of people like Peggy Flanagan, the fact that we in Minnesota have the highest ranking Native American U.S. executive in the United States. That is a tribute to Peggy and to our communities, but it's also a tribute to the voters of Minnesota that they saw her strength. And it's so much fun to talk about that on stage to give people hope here.
That's right. And we need the 40 million people to vote for you that didn't vote last time. We'll be able to get the presidency back.
Well, and that's part of what we're talking about at this conference with the slogan, Every Native Vote Counts, because a lot of people didn't vote in 2016. They did vote in 2018. They came back. They came roaring back as a check on Donald Trump with his mean-spirited rhetoric against Native Americans, with the kind of judges he puts in and the policies he puts in that just go against everything. And I pledge today, which I so believe in my heart, that we go after the problems. We improve the schools, we improve the healthcare, but we also lift up this culture. And one of the more amusing things I said was that the sous chef, who's become kind of famous nationally from Minnesota, I pledged that he would be cooking one of those state dinners. That's what we need.
That is an
example of uplifting the culture, and that's what we need to do.
Well, I know you have to run. Is there any last, and there's a busy schedule, and we really appreciate you being on. And is there any last thing you want to say to Minnesota voters out there?
Well, just that I'm looking forward to the state fair. Yeah. I'll be there on Thursday. And then I keep, we have a great staff that's been helping me to juggle these two things. And that Native American issues are close to my heart. And this is giving me the national stage, especially with the fall debates that I've made. I'm one of only 9 people in the country to make those debates. And I'm looking forward to that and more of an opportunity to talk about these issues.
Thank you so, so much for being on. Everybody, that was Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota running for United States president. Everybody, give her a big hand.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Amy.
Thank you.
Woo. Wow, that was amazing, Bob. You know, the busy schedule and everything. It was amazing to have her on and, fighting for Indian issues, just being here. And, those kind of things, just being here and supporting and things like that. Take a picture of Amy right now. She's got her shirt. Do you have your phone real quick?
Absolutely.
Amy, let's can we get a picture with you holding the shirt?
Amy, can you hold the shirt? Well, I'll take one of you.
Yeah.
There you go.
We're multitasking. There's thousands of people listening to us. We want to get
we'll a...
We got is it
there you go.
Jamie, do you want to come on over here for
Jamie.
Yeah. We got Jamie Edwards and Oh wow.
Okay. Okay,
all right.
Ready?
All right. One, two. We're really
we're live.
All right, we're live. Cool.
Well, you're live?
Yeah. It's awesome. Hey, Amy hasn't left yet. She's got her shirt and it's cool. All right, cool. Thank you again. Hey, we got Jamie Edwards. Can you move up a little bit, Jamie, and eat that microphone? I know you have. Tell us about your show and what you're doing here. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in Indian country, and I know you're involved.
Yes. How you doing, Robert? Hey,
we're doing great.
I had to make that 4-hour trip over here this morning, man.
You must have been
tired. It was like 3 a.m. It was way too early for me. But I'm here on behalf of the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe.
Mm-hmm.
My role as special advisor on intergovernmental affairs. But I'm also with some folks that are covering this event.
Yeah.
This amazing event happening in Indian country. I don't know that there have been many events like this.
No.
You know, where there's many presidential candidates, hopefuls have come to Indian country. Even I know we're not on a reservation, but this is a convergence for a lot of communities here, and so it's an awesome event. And my show back in the Twin Cities is Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy.
Heck yeah!
I think we're going to be tuning in.
Brett Buckner.
Brett Buckner.
That's my guy. He's a mappler.
That's my buddy,
Bob Blake from Red Lake knows him.
Oh, you're Bob Blake from Red Lake. Yes.
I was just with him on Saturday.
Yeah, he was telling me. I was talking to him. So we'll see how he does, man. He's running the board. I normally run the board, so he's doing it on his own this time. So.
And you're from Mille Lacs. Arlen Thunder is my guy.
Arlen Sam. Yep.
Hey, did I just lose control of my show?
You did, man. We're hijacked. They got Red Laker and a Mille Lacs. You're in trouble,
well,
brother.
Ho-Chunk, we really are from Minnesota. Yeah. You guys just don't know that. We'll have to bring that up in the next show.
Yes.
So, what did you think? You saw Senator Klobuchar.
Yes.
I know
Senator Klobuchar is a strong candidate, maybe not as well known, but we know her in Minnesota.
Yeah.
We know that she's a fighter, and I was just telling some folks, you know, she can't win all 87 counties, but she wins 86.
Yeah.
And she's pissed that she's not winning that other one.
And that's amazing stat. Just bring that up, Jamie. That's an amazing, you know, that you can, and we talk about how messed up the country is right now, shattered left and right, and where she's kind of in the middle there where both sides like her.
Yeah, she's a moderate and maybe not one of the more well-known candidates, but like I said, we know her, and her record speaks for itself.
Yeah.
You know, she's done great work. She's done work with tribes and, you know, I think work with VAWA, and, you know, she's always responsive.
Mm-hmm.
We are a Lusa nation.
Auto Technical needs your help to keep our transportation program going. Social agencies like Workforce Training Center, Tubman Shelter, they rely on our mission of providing transportation to families in need. Donations of vehicles are down 80% because of the new tax laws. We really need vehicle donations to continue our mission. Help us, please. Give a call to Richard at 612-919-5526, autotechnical.org.
This is Ellie Krug from Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. Many listeners know that I founded Human Inspiration Works, LLC, which trains on human inclusivity and on how to be welcoming, diverse humans. Today, organizations of all sizes find that they need to train team members on diversity and inclusion. I can do that. Many say that my trainings change the way they see the world. I'd love to help make your organization more welcoming. For more information, go to humaninspirationworks.com. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chad from AM950. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the metro. Ryan is so excited about working with AM950 and our listeners that he wants to help us grow.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. I was friends with Chad long before I started marketing with him. I was a bit skeptical of radio advertising before Chad convinced us to run ads. The advertising's been so successful, we want to help the station grow. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners of AM950, and we all know how extremely extremely important this radio station is to the community. To help AM 950 grow this summer, Snap Construction will be putting up proceeds to assist the station in marketing on social media. Snap Construction encourages you to follow, engage, share, and interact on the AM 950 social media platforms. Together, we can all work to ensure AM 950 continues to thrive and grow in our communities. We stand by our work with a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee. For a free estimate or more information on our financing, call 612-333-SNAP or check us out online.
Hello, fellow AM 950 listeners. This is Jaja from Nightingale at 26 in Lindale. Come experience our delicious signature dishes and exciting rotation of inventive seasonal fare for my wife and chef, Carrie, and her team. Nightingale is the perfect place to gather for any occasion with our extensive wine, beer, and cocktail selection, along with our dedication to great service. We offer a full menu every day from 4 to 1 a.m., two award-winning daily happy hours, and weekend brunch at 10. More at nightingalempls.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak.
And I'm Adam Ostrowski.
We are here at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces to talk about outdoor fires. Sitting around a fire is the oldest, most basic form of human activity.
What's new is in the way fire is burned. We can show you how to burn cleaner with a lot less smoke.
The radiant heat and light from an open fire is unmatched. It kindles our spirits and connects us to the outdoors. And now it's easier to experience and enjoy.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces sells and installs wood and gas burning fire pits and fireplaces. Let us help you experience an outdoor fire without all the smoke.
Come see the many ways you can enjoy a fire outdoors.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood and gas units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. More information at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that works for you. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
I'm Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine and host of Green Tea Conversations, a new show for people who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and play a more active role in their family's well-being. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts who share the latest in natural holistic approaches in a fun and informative way. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
Tom Hartman here telling you that solar energy isn't just for environmentalists. Switching to all energy solar is actually perfect for reducing your carbon footprint while also saving money on your monthly electric bill. The fact that solar panels cause no earth-harming emissions while it's producing energy is a bonus. Who in the world could object to that? But they can also help you save money month after month for decades. And they do it with a clean footprint. So go green and start saving money today by visiting allenergysolar.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office.
And I'm Rachel Chambliot. Did you know a lot of people are afraid of the dentist? You don't need to be afraid of my dad. He makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun.
We don't care if you're a dental regular or haven't seen a dentist in years. We just want to make you comfortable and get you out of pain.
If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Oh, it's my knee, too. That's
Hey, welcome back. You know, where are we, Bob?
We are at the 2019 Presidential Native American Forum in Sioux City, Iowa.
Yeah, we are. And hey, we're back
in
with
recognition of Frank Lemaire.
Yeah, we need to bring that up too.
Many years. Yes.
In Winnebago.
That's right.
That's my people. That's my peeps down in Nebraska. And the more I've heard about him, the more people love him. I'm going to get one of those t-shirts too.
I got to know him. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Hey, so Jamie, that's before we get our next guest, we have another presidential candidate floating around here. But before we do that, tell us again about your show and a little bit what you do for your nation.
Yeah. So I'll start with the radio show since you asked that first. So Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy, it's a blending of hip hop music, a lot of old school.
Right on.
I spent some time on the East Coast, so I have that 90s golden era of hip hop music is embedded in my consciousness. And then public policy issues. We have elected officials that come on. We have community organizers that come on.
Mm-hmm.
We've had folks come in and talk about the census, redistricting, the budget. You know, we bring on those experts and, you know, we go at it. We have that conversation, and our goal is to education, edutainment, which is a KRS-One philosophy, right? Okay. One of those old school lyricists that was a master of the trade. So,
well, you know, we were talking about coming down here, and partially for me and Native Roots Radio come down here was encouragement by you. Yes. So I appreciate that, and you know, I appreciate what you do for Indian country, and everyone tune in your show. You can hear you on iTunes, right?
iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Stitcher, Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy.
That's
KFAI 90.3 FM.
Easy.
In Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Easy. All right. Well, great to see you, and we'll see you around this great event. Thank you so much for stopping in.
All right. Thanks, Robert.
Pinagigi. All right. Oh. Ahoo. So that was Jamie Edwards, and Jamie again is one of our great allies in Indian country, and he does a lot for his nation. And right now, it's awesome. We got a presidential candidate. He's just putting his he's getting close, putting his headphones on. And let me welcome you. I hope that isn't too loud. Just talking to the microphone. I know we're beautiful, but you got to really look into that microphone.
Okay, yeah. How's this right here?
Perfect. Welcome. Right, hey, tell everyone out there in Minnesota who you are.
Well, yate. So, Mark Charles Yenish, yeah. Sinbake Dinet and Shlimp, the Tohiglin Basis Jing. Sinbake Dinet Dasha Che, the Toto Cheatney Dashinella.
Oh, ahoo. So, you're running for president, and you're the only Native American running for president, and we say thank you.
Yes, well, thank you. I announced my presidency, my candidacy, in late May, so about 2.5 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been committed from the beginning of my campaign to bring my message first and foremost to Indian country.
Mm-hmm.
I deeply believe that if you want to help govern Turtle Island, if you want to have a voice of integrity and leadership over these lands, that the most appropriate and the most respectful place to begin your campaign is not to white landowning men, but to Native Americans. And so I have been traveling throughout the country. I've been to the Southwest, Arizona, New Mexico. I've been to Colorado. I've been to South Dakota.
Yeah.
Meeting and campaigning to the host people, the indigenous nations of Turtle Island. And
awesome.
It's been a pleasure.
That is beautiful. So I want to just do this before I forget. I need to hear a website that people can donate or a phone number or something.
Yeah. So my campaign website is Mark Charles, MarkCharles, 2020.com. And on that website, you will find one of the first things you'll find is an announcement video where we have a 9-minute announcement video where I basically go into my critique of the challenges that we're facing, which are their foundational level challenges, and then my proposals of what we need to do to solve these challenges. So it's a 9-minute announcement video. We have gotten incredible feedback from it. As people have watched it, it really brings people into a deeper understanding of the challenges that we're facing and what we need to do to move forward through them.
Well, I just appreciate, I'm a high school teacher, and I have all Native homeroom. It's a mix. It is an all Native school, but we have a lot of services for Native Americans. And I just want to thank you, Pinagigi, because it's important for our people to see people that look like us doing things like what you're doing.
About a week after I announced, Indian Country Today ran a story on me, and it was a profile, personal profile of me as a candidate. And we took a picture in front of the Capitol building. And when we took the picture, the reporter was very, so I wear a traditional Navajo siyeth, a Navajo hair bun. And it's the traditional way our men wear our hair. We believe our wisdom is in our hair. And so we tie it up and we have it in a siyeth. And when she took the picture of me in front of the Capitol building, she made sure my head was turned so you could see my siyeth. And when I saw that picture published, the first thought that came to my mind was that iconic picture, black and white picture of those hundreds of Native students in front of Carlisle Indian School wearing their little suits with their heads shaved. And I thought, how empowering is this now that some of these children might be able to see a candidate for president not wearing a suit,
mm-hmm.
and his hair tied long, his long hair tied in a traditional Navajo bun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what could that even do for our youth of today who are growing up on our reservations, are in our native communities, even in urban areas, to have a deeper sense of cultural pride for mm-hmm. who they are and where they come from.
Right. And, it, you know, as I was thinking as you were saying that, too, it's like, hey, you know what? It's there's a lot of people that are still alive that went through residential schools to see that picture.
Absolutely. That's, I mean, residential schools didn't close until the 1970s and 80s.
Right.
So this was my generation that still attended residential schools here in the U.S.
That's right. You know, we talk about trauma, but I want to talk more about. So where else have you been in the United States campaigning?
So my first stop was I went to Arizona,
mm-hmm.
and I hosted my first campaign event in the chapter house in Fort Defiance, just down the hill from where I lived with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved from Fort Defiance to Washington, D.C. about 4 years ago. But my first hosted campaign event was in that chapter house. And then we went also to the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center, which is the center for the Pueblos in New Mexico. And we hosted another event there. We then hosted a third event in Gallup, New Mexico, which is a border town just outside the mm-hmm. reservation. Since then, we've also been to the Denver Indian Center mm-hmm. in Denver, Colorado, and hosted an event there. And that was the first event we had where we served fry bread.
Oh.
And so that was another milestone. I don't know if there's many presidential campaign events around the country that have served fry bread. But, of course, you know, this is something that, even though it's a colonial food, it's something that all of our people
right.
Eat. And it's served and at many of our events and enjoy. It's very delicious. But so we did that. And then when I flew out here to Iowa, I came in a few days early and I went first by the Tama, the Meskwaki settlement
mm-hmm.
Here in Iowa, just to meet with and try and meet with some of the leadership there to talk about hosting another event on their settlement later, maybe in September and October. Mm-hmm. And then we drove across the state and into South Dakota and met with some different organizations and some leadership at Pine Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
And are actually planning to have an event in Pine Ridge on the 26th of August. And so we're going to go back to Pine Ridge in just about a week or so and have an event there.
Wow, that's great. So let's give your website out one last time. And we're going to take a short break right after that. Mark Charles, give us your website again.
Yeah, so my website is markcharles2020.com. And the theme of my campaign is let's build a nation where we the people truly means all the people.
Welcome. Thank you so much for spending some time here on the Matt McNeil Show via Native Roots Radio. We're going to be right back after this short break. Pini Gigi.
We are a Lusa Nation.
Hey, this is your favorite producer, Eric. I'm here with Hunter, your other favorite producer. And we've got a new show on Saturdays at 7 p.m.
So tune in for Mission Accomplishers, the podcast-broadcast hybrid hosted by the fellas.
You'd be amazed at what we can accomplish. We'd love for you to check it out and subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
What missions have we accomplished?
We're working on it.
So tune in every Saturday at 7 p.m. for Mission Accomplishers and find out.
I put the program in place to protect the country.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Total Dog is celebrating our 6th birthday, and our valued customers are getting the gifts. On Saturday, August 24th, we'll be giving double frequent Barker card punches on all purchases. Check out our dollar sale, where nothing will be over $10. We'll have instant win drawings on Kong toys. See you at Total Dog on Saturday, August 24th, between 9 and 6. Happy birthday to us! In New Hope, off of 169 at 9432 36th Avenue North, and at TotalDogCompany.com.
Cool.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Visit discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Evelyn. Dad, don't make me do what you made Charlie do.
You want to drive, right?
Fine. My dad is cooler than all YouTube and Instagram celebrities combined. Matt McNeil.
That's lit.
Whatever. I'm getting ready to start my behind-the-wheel driver's training, and my dad says the only vehicles he wants me learning in are Toyotas. Fine with me, because I love them too.
The vehicles I trust for my young children are the vehicles I trust for their own driving adventure. It's safety and security you can't beat. Test drive a fantastic Toyota today at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 west of the downtown in Golden Valley.
Welcome to Matt McNeil Show via Native Earth Radio. Hey, I am here in Sioux City, Iowa, and we are just like just so excited. There's a presidential campaign going on here, and we're trying to wrangle up a couple other Native leaders and such. And I think we're going to be able to get This is hard to do, Bob.
Yeah, I know. So he's just finishing up there with...
with an interview?
Yep, with an interview. And okay. He's going to be on his way over. But, Robert, what about all the, like, wonderful, positive energy in this building?
And messages.
Messages, future leaders, inspiration that's going around here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just gives me so much hope for, like, the future.
Right, it does. And this is just the beginning. They were talking about in the beginning of this, is that... You know, Native Americans are 2% or 2 to 4%, I've heard, of the population. But when you start adding numbers like certain elections, there's over 100,000 possible votes where they can turn the senator, state senator, and things like that into or the federal senator to turn the state into blue and things like that. So they can't underestimate the power. And I just always like to tell this one story that we had Sheriff Hutch on Native Roots Radio.
Yep.
And I'll just tell you the quick Reader's Digest condensed version. We had him on a bunch of times. AM 950 had him on. And then also started running ads. Okay. I had a friend wondering why there was an Indian fighter, Stenick, that was still in the most progressive county in the United States. We found Hutch. Hutch found us. I talked to a group called MN350. They supported him. They did 40,000 texts and 3,000 phone calls 2 days before the election, and he won by 2,000 votes.
Wow, that is grassroots organizing at its best.
Right.
And, I mean, that's how you do it right there. That's how you win elections. You get out there, you pound the doors, and you get out there and you ask for the vote. That's awesome, Robert.
Yeah, and, you know, you connected the dots backwards, and really it was Barry Hand that brought it up. Of course, we were at Standing Rock and saw Hennepin County sheriffs pounding the heads of Native Americans, water protectors, and at Standing Rock. And so I wasn't thinking, I'm a St. Paul boy, so I'm thinking more we can't have Fletcher. But now he's changed a little bit, and he's doing pretty good things in Ramsey County.
Yeah. But, you know, the other thing that I just thought you bring up that was really interesting about Standing Rock is, you know, from protest to politics. I mean, just seeing this grassroots organizing and these future politicians that are running for office here in Sioux City, Iowa, with all these Native people. I mean, it's just absolutely just warms your heart. We've got people from CNBC over here, CNN.
Right.
I mean, this is how we get the message out.
I saw Fox too, and it was interesting. I just want to say this quick thing because we have this chairman coming. It was interesting to watch, and I recorded interview with Fox and the chairman that's about to come over here. And you know, they kept on wanting to talk about. You know, the Indian thing. And it's like, whenever you do that, you want to talk policy. We don't want to hear this deflecting of stuff. We're over it. Native Americans are over the whole thing with Elizabeth Warren and Native community.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, that's the thing there, too. I mean, like, you know, let's not give this president any more air than he deserves. But You know, I mean, we're concerned about real issues. We're concerned about real promises. We're concerned about the things that are going to affect our people in our native land.
That's exactly right. So we're getting. I think we're going to get another native. Yes, you know, I'm excited to have this guy on here. He's sitting down right now. He's putting his beverage down. Welcome. Just move up a little bit towards the microphone, and can you introduce yourselves to our AM 950 Twin Cities audience?
Harold Frazier. I'm the chairman of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe in South Dakota.
Oh, hey, you know, I've seen some of your Facebook posts, and when you speak your truth, it makes me my heart sore, and I appreciate you being with us right now.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. No problem.
Yeah, I saw you were being interviewed by Fox, and it was really interesting that they wanted to bring up with Elizabeth Warren, they wanted to bring that up again.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like I told them, and that's the way I feel, there's so many pressing issues back home that we face on a daily basis that are more important than, you know, what they're making an issue about her saying she was a Native American.
Right. And the deflecting, we don't need to talk about that anymore. And I think you handled it really well and professional that, you know, we're talking about roads. We have roads washed out in our Indian country. Not everybody's has a casino and things like that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, right now, you know, we got a school bus that's going to be running here on Wednesday, and our roads are still not being fixed. So that is a big concern of not only mine, but our tribal council and our people back home.
Right. So what is your feeling? I know you've been on the panel for a few of the presidential campaign people. What is your feeling about today and this great event?
You know, I think it's a good thing that's what's happening. I always feel and I always say that, you know, it's sad that as Native American people is that we were here first. And these are lands, this is our country. But yet, whenever something happens, you know, we're always in the back. We're never in the forefront. And I'm really hoping that through this forum that these candidates, if one of them should become president, that they'll remember this and they'll not forget us, because I think that's the issue today is mm-hmm. We've been forgotten, and mm-hmm. it's time that, you know, we need to be at the head of the table.
That's right. And so I appreciate you speaking the truth and bringing your truth. I am so happy that you're on with us, because you are someone to look up to, and you know, keep speaking your truth, and you know, again, keep speaking your truth.
You know, that's something that I was told, you know, a few years back. It's always speak the truth and walk with it, because nobody could ever argue the truth. And back home, and a lot of times when something happens or something, I like to be there. So that way there, I always tell my staff, I said, that way there I can speak from my heart, because I've experienced, I'm right there with our people through their struggles or whatever it may be. And I, you know, I could just talk what I walked. So uh-huh. It's important for me to try to be there with them in their time of need. So when there's an opportunity to try to help them, that I'll be able to speak with a good, strong voice.
And you do. So is it fair, safe to say blue, no matter who, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, you know, right now, I think that's important. I mean, it has already shown what Donald Trump is. He has a track record as president, and that track record does not help the Native American people by far. I mean, he's doing things, and I mean, even today, you know, when I kind of hate to go back to the roads, but I mean, when you got an administration and a federal agency just purposely ignoring your request. You know, it just reflects on my thoughts of our president that, I mean, he could do a lot more, and he could do a lot good for Indian people, but he don't.
Right. And, you know, you got to be part of the 1%, I think, you know, to really get his attention. And, I mean, it showed me right away, the second day he was president, he signed that order about Standing Rock.
Yeah, that was a huge blow. That, and also, too, you know, another one we were faced with is KXL.
Yes.
And I was pretty satisfied and happy with the way it was going. Looked like everything was put on hold with the court proceedings, and then out of nowhere he signs another executive order.
Yeah,
I mean, who does that, you know? And then that kind of tells the mentality of him, and you know, he's just not good for Indian people.
No. Hey, can you tell everybody who you are and what nation you serve?
Yeah, Harold Frazier. I'm chairman of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, and we're located in north central part of South Dakota.
Again, thank you so much for being on the Matt McNeil Show and spending some time with us.
Yep, thank you for having me.
And then Chairman Frazier, if I could just say thank you for being such a great you know, role model for all this youth walking around here at the event today too.
Well, thank you.
Oh, yes, thank you. So that was awesome. We're going to get somebody over here. Roy, come on over here and say a few words. We got to get that. We'll get you a shirt. Thank you so much, Petey Geegee. Yep. Hey, this has just been just electric, and we're going to get Roy Taylor on here. Hey, Roy. Roy, get those headphones on. I'm talking to you already. Can't hear me. There you go. Just scoot up to that mic. Yeah, thank you. Hey, Roy, how's it going?
Do I start singing?
Where do I go? Yeah, yes, you do. So what do you think what's been going on here?
Oh, this is fantastic, Robert. I mean, it's great to see your operation here up and running live, transmitting back to the Twin Cities and, well, I guess out into the ether as well. But, no, it's really great because there's a lot of folks from, you know, just beyond just the upper Midwest here. There's mm-hmm. people from Arizona, from Montana. I haven't run into anybody from Oklahoma yet. But,
well, I have a bunch. It's funny you should say that. Oh, it was crazy.
It seemed like everyone my relatives was from, are trying to avoid me.
Hey, ooh. Exactly.
But there's here's a young lady here from Minnesota as well. And quite a few native media as mm-hmm.
As yourself.
Well, yeah, you and I both. And then also National Native News mm-hmm. out of Albuquerque, I believe. And there's also some other native hosts. Maybe you'll get a chance to, we'll get some audio from them over the next day or so. From Lawrence, Kansas, I believe. And I'm trying to recall where else. So.
Hey, thanks, Roy. You're listening to the Matt McNeil Show, and we're live in Sioux City, Iowa, with the Presidential Forum here, the native of the Joe Lemire, Frank Lemire, Presidential Forum.
Presidential Forum.